This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Get used to virtual meetings for the planet's sake. From Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler and for David Brancaccio. First, we've told you that the pandemic has disproportionately affected the work life of women, who tend to be the ones that step back to take care of kids when they're sick or when daycares close. 2022 looked like the time when more people would get back to work in person if they're not already back. But the Omicron variant is threatening to upend that and economic recovery more generally in the U.S. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher reports that this variant could be also another curveball for working women's plans.
Many women already know that when the situation with the virus forces change, their work changes too.
It sometimes feels like it's hard to get one full week without one kid or the other being home.
Mara Mills is a mother of two and professor at the University of Alabama. Her job is more flexible than her spouse's, so she's the one who wipes the noses or helps with homework when the kids stay home.
The vast brunt of it fell on me.
There are 2.3 million fewer women working today than before the pandemic, says Martha Ross, senior fellow at Brookings Metro. That's compared to 1.6 million fewer men.
So there is a difference, and it's based on the types of jobs that women have and caretaking responsibilities.
And Omicron could cause another exodus, says Mara Mills, especially if employers require in-person work.
If organizations don't go back to some of those flexible policies that they had before with an incoming wave, that we could lose more parents.
And specifically, she says, more women. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
This year, a lot of companies made pledges to reduce their carbon emissions as countries strive toward net zero. According to a new study in the journal Nature Communications, one effective way for companies to do that is to host virtual conferences instead of the ones where you go in person. The study found that going all virtual can reduce an event's carbon footprint by some 94%. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more.
Before the pandemic basically brought business travel to a halt and forced conferences online, a lot of people were skeptical that virtual conferences could ever really replace in-person meetings, says Shenyan Zhu at the nonprofit World Resources Institute. But
people felt that after experiencing it for so many months, it was not only effective, it was feasible even post-pandemic.
And holding virtual conferences also has significant environmental benefits. Fengqi Yu, a professor at Cornell and lead author on the Nature Communications study, says the carbon footprint generated by people traveling to conferences worldwide,
it's pretty much comparable to the U.S. nationwide carbon footprint.
But while going fully virtual does almost eliminate a conference's carbon footprint,
we do see some negative perspectives about virtual conference. It's hard to engage with people in person.
So he says a hybrid model might be a good way to go. Even having just half as many people come in person can reduce a conference's carbon footprint by about two-thirds. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Medical debt often pushes families into personal bankruptcy. It's a last resort for sure, but the financial reset button is also out of reach for many because the act of declaring bankruptcy itself isn't cheap. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports on one nonprofit that's trying to help.
A complicated and unplanned pregnancy pushed Carlesion Constant to the brink financially.
Yes, that is my son.
Her pregnancy was high risk, and her high deductible insurance didn't help much with the extra doctor visits. And a real estate company just started garnishing her wages over a broken lease a decade ago in college.
I have a child. Like, I can't do that. I have to do something. Something has to be done. There has to be a way out.
So she started looking into Chapter 7 bankruptcy, usually for those without many assets to protect. It essentially cancels most debts, though usually not student loans. Constant called bankruptcy lawyers and learned they would cost at least $1,500.
To get out of debt, like I'm going back into debt. It was just wild to me.
Then she found Upsolve. The app has people answer questions in plain English and fills out nearly 24 forms for no charge. No attorneys needed. CEO Rohan Pavaluri says Upsolve users, on average, have just $225 in their checking account.
Those legal fees are like modern-day poll taxes. I mean, if you can't pay the fee, you can't access this right you're supposed to be guaranteed.
More than simplifying the process, Pavaluri says he's on a mission to destigmatize bankruptcy.
We want to empower everyday Americans to get the same tools that the richest people and the richest corporations in America have.
Chapter 7 bankruptcy devastates credit. It's also a lifeline that can only be used once every 8 years. So Aaron Akery, who provides free financial counseling with United Way, says it isn't right for everyone. And the cost helps some consider the trade-offs.
I think if people don't have to go through that cost-benefit analysis, then a lot more people might file bankruptcy who really shouldn't.
But many are looking for some kind of relief, she says, with nearly 20% of U.S. households on the hook for past due medical bills. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.
Despite everything, Omicron, supply chain constraints, higher prices, Americans bought a lot of stuff this holiday season. Payments tracker MasterCard Spending Pulse says holiday season retail sales were up 8.5% compared to last year. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.